This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israeli helicopter gunships have fired missiles near the headquarters of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat in Gaza City. The attacks were in apparent retaliation for a weekend of terrorist bombings that killed at least 25 Israelis. Arafat earlier imposed a state of emergency across the West Bank and Gaza. Israel's response follows Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's return home from the United States. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. What do you know about Israel's attacks today?
Well, the reports from Gaza say there were at least 9 missiles fired. The target was apparently the helicopters that Arafat uses, his personal helicopters, to travel between the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Arafat himself, by the way, is not in Gaza. He is in the West Bank town of Ramallah. The helicopters were completely destroyed. There was a large plume of smoke over the area. Ambulances rushed to the area, and reports say that there are casualties among Arafat's bodyguards, because the helicopters that were hit were right next to barracks where Arafat's personal bodyguards stay. So apparently there are casualties, although we don't have any numbers yet.
Is Israel trying to attack Arafat directly?
Israeli analysts say that Israel is not trying to attack Arafat directly, but to send a message to Arafat. And that message is that Israel can attack Arafat, and that Israel might consider doing that if Arafat does not crack down on the Islamist militant groups like Hamas, which claimed responsibility for the suicide bombings over the weekend. So the way, at least, that it's being seen by Israel is that it's a message to Arafat. However, Palestinian cabinet minister Saab Erekat said that Israel is trying to destroy the Palestinian Authority.
Anything Sharon can do to stop the suicide bombers in Israel?
Well, one of the real sort of difficulties is that it's very hard to stop a suicide bomber. Anybody can, you know, anyone who's willing to die, it's impossible to hermetically seal off the areas. So it's very difficult. What Israeli officials are saying is that it's really Arafat now has to do it, and that both international pressure and that Israel is going to pressure. And the message that that they're sending is that if Arafat won't crack down on these terrorist groups, then Israel will do it for him. And I think it's likely that Israeli officials say that it's likely that there will be more attacks.
And what can Arafat do?
Well, Palestinian leader Arafat, this Palestinian security forces have already arrested about 100 militants from Hamas and Islamic Jihad. It's very likely that there will be more arrests. It's the largest wave of arrests since 1996. In 1996, there was a similar situation, a rash of suicide bombings. Arafat then did crack down on Hamas and Islamic Jihad. So far, Israel says that they're skeptical, that Arafat will keep these people in jail and will really do what it takes to stop these organizations. But Israeli officials say that it's really a moment of truth for the Palestinian leadership.
The Israeli cabinet meets today. Any idea what will come out of that?
Well, the cabinet is going to meet, and Israeli military officials say that they already have prepared a plan of what Palestinian targets will be hit. Israel has said that it will respond to the suicide bombings, but it seems that, based on what Israeli officials are saying, they won't go so far as to topple the Palestinian Authority completely. But Israeli analysts say they expect there to be more missile attacks like the one we've already seen today.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.